Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of attention on social media after Charlie Kirk's accused killer is arrested.
Social media is a cancer.
A major entertainment reporter talks about going through open heart surgery.
It's a battle wound, and I'm a survivor.
The Long Beach Aquarium is getting ready to lose an iconic octopus.
Essentially, just her body is starting to break down.
Welcome to the LA Local for Friday, September 12th, 2025. Brought to you, as always, by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Brandon Liebhaber. Coming up on today's LA Local, could social media sites soon come with a warning? The Emmys are Sunday evening, and two very different shows are top contenders for one of the biggest awards. A reporter who's worked on countless red carpets talks about life-saving surgery, and there's not much time left for a fan favorite at the Aquarium of the Pacific. But we start with the killing of Charlie Kirk. This morning, officials announced that they had arrested 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. He's accused of shooting the conservative activist and founder of Turning Point USA during an event at Utah Valley University on Wednesday. Georgia State University professor Tony Lemieux is an expert on political violence and terrorism. We asked him whether this arrest might cool down some of the angry political rhetoric.
It doesn't seem like it is so far. The thing that seems to be part of, you know, the response is a little bit of, you know, trying to figure out what the sort of motivations, the ideology. And so there's some initial inklings on there. And so I think it sort of remains to be seen whether this, you know, is going to calm things down. But I think there also have been some indications that things are sort of ratcheting up, you know, again, dependent on what sort of ideology and how people project onto this. And more importantly, do they sort of take this actor, you know, as an indicator or a representative of a broader group or political class or like somebody that they don't like, right? So it's like, that's going to, I think, be really a critical piece of how this really plays out.
At the news conference where the announcement about the arrest was made, Utah Governor Spencer Cox said this.
Social media is a cancer on our society right now. And I would encourage, again, I would encourage people to log off, turn off, touch grass, hug a family member, go out and do good in your community.
Well, in California, there's a proposed law, it's already passed the state assembly in Sacramento, that would require pop-up black box warning labels for kids on social media sites. Our John Baird talked to a man named David. He was dropping off his kid at Mark Twain Middle School on the west side this morning.
Do you think kids will ignore that and just go on the site, or do you think it'll help at all and keep them from spending too much time?
They're not gonna abide by that, the kids. The parents are still going to have to monitor it.
And I know that it's been kind of a nightmare in my own house. Do you find that your kids are on social media and their phones a lot?
Not mine, because she doesn't have a phone, but I see a lot of the younger kids. Yeah, they're scrolling all to school and in school.
So you don't think the warning label will do much?
No, it's not. I mean, it impedes on our freedoms, right? Number one, that's how I look at it. And then number two, it's still going to take parental monitoring to enforce it.
So if this law is passed, here's how it would work. You'd get a warning as soon as you log on to a social media site or app, then a warning after being on it for 3 hours, and then every hour after that. The aim, of course, to improve the mental health of young kids. The tech companies, they're against it. They're saying that these warnings will simply be ignored and that they'll make their products harder to use. The bill, not law yet, it still needs to be signed by Governor Newsom in order for that to happen. Now, if there's a major red carpet event to cover in Hollywood like the Emmys this weekend, Variety's Mark Malkin is there. The longtime entertainment reporter and editor has interviewed countless numbers of the biggest stars in entertainment over the years. And if you watch the show Hacks, you may have actually seen him. He made a cameo as himself in the season 3 premiere where he interviews the iconic Deborah Vance, played by Jean Smart, on the red carpet. But his career could have come to an abrupt end had doctors at Cedars-Sinai not caught an aortic aneurysm. It's a heart condition that could have suddenly killed Malkin. Fortunately, open heart surgery was performed and it fixed the problem. Malkin is now sharing his story as part of Aortic Disease Awareness Month to encourage people to get their hearts checked out.
Well, what happened was my brother died at age 54 about 3 years ago. Obviously, you know, he was quite young when he died. At the time, I was seeing a cardiologist for things like high blood pressure, cholesterol, all things that are completely manageable. There was nothing to be concerned about. But when my brother passed away, I went to my cardiologist, Dr. Erica Jones, over at Cedars-Sinai, and I said, my brother just passed of a heart attack. And unfortunately, we didn't know what kind of heart attack it was. His death certificate was very general. So she immediately ordered, you know, a full workup of my heart, which included genetic testing and all these tests that I can't even pronounce, to really take a deep dive into my heart. And within that testing, they discovered I had an aortic aneurysm.
He says he didn't know anything about aortic aneurysms before he was diagnosed, and he was worried about his recovery and whether he'd ever get back to doing the things that he used to do.
I had a friend of mine who's, you know, a big portrait photographer for celebrities and, you know, other big important people. And he came to my apartment and I took off my shirt and he photographed me with my scar. And I went and I posted that, you know, I did a story for Variety about it. I posted it on social media and I was really scared. But I also needed to embrace the scar because, for lack of a better term, it's a battle wound and I'm a survivor.
He says if one life is saved by him sharing his story, it's worth it. And the good news, Mark will be on the red carpet working again this weekend at the Emmys. They're on Sunday. We spoke to Entertainment Weekly's TV critic, Kristen Baldwin. She tells us the drama category will be especially close.
It's a neck and neck race between The Pitt, which is HBO Max's hospital drama starring Noah Wiley, and Severance, which is the Apple TV Plus drama starring Adam Scott. And it really could go either way at this point. And that's really the race to watch. I'm giving the edge to The Pitt, which is maybe a little bit more of my emotions getting involved because I just love the show. But I think it could go either way. And that's the most exciting race of the night, I believe.
Man, I have watched both of those shows. I love them both. They are so different. I have no idea how I would pick between those two shows, so I'm glad I don't have to vote on the Emmys. Severance leading all shows with 27 nominations, followed by The Penguin with 24, The Studio and The White Lotus, each with 23 nominations. Now, comedian Nate Bargatze making his hosting debut at the Emmys, Baldwin says we shouldn't expect much politics.
Well, I think any politics that are brought into the show will not be brought in by Nate Bargatze because, you know, part of his signature as a comedian is he's, you know, he never gets into politics or divisive subjects. He tries to, you know, come into, make his comedy from things that everyone can relate to and laugh at. I think the most interesting moment could be if Stephen Colbert, now, you know, whose show has now been canceled by the network that the Emmys are airing on, if he wins.
That would be interesting. That network, CBS, the Emmys are on at 5 o'clock on Sunday. The show itself at the Peacock Theater at LA Live. When you think of beloved animals, what comes to mind? Maybe it's your pet dog or cat at home. Maybe it's a famous racehorse. Maybe for us here in LA, it's P22, the iconic mountain lion that lived in the Santa Monica Mountains. But what about an octopus? Yes, an octopus. There's been an outpouring of love for an octopus named Ghost
at the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. Here's Karen Adams.
Posts with hearts and sad face and crying emojis. One person writes, "Thank you, Ghost, for your education and beauty. The giant Pacific octopus is in senescence."
It's essentially just her body is starting to break down. She's still eating.
The aquarium's Nate Jaro says Ghost is at the end of her life cycle, which is 2 to 5 years. He says she's laid her eggs, which are not fertilized, and will spend her final days caring for them.
Even though they won't hatch, she's kind of fulfilling her life's purpose by laying these eggs and caring for them. When female octopus start to lay their eggs, we move them off exhibit into the back of the house area. She gets just kind of a quiet time. We just monitor her and make sure she's comfortable.
He says she's been a joy since receiving her more than a year ago. It could be a month to 3 months before she dies. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
In a post on social media, the aquarium said that Ghost, quote, has made an 8-armed impression on all of our hearts. Well, that's your LA Local for Friday, September 12, 2025. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Brandon Liebhaber. Have a great weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.